Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad our good friend John Patterson is here. John is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our top customer care experts. He's the president of Progressive Insights, a member of the Chip Bell Group, the co-author of a number of books that he's co-authored with Chip Bell, Wired and Dangerous, Customer Loyalty Guaranteed, Take Their Breath Away, just a little taste of some of the great publications that they've produced to help you have the maximum opportunity with your customers. He's our good friend, John Patterson. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always great to be here. You know, I heard you, before you went on break, talking a little bit about innovation.
Yeah.
What a key thing to talk about these days.
It's no longer one of our tasks. It's now a way of life, isn't it?
It is. If you don't have an innovative culture, and your innovative culture is not differentiating your service by providing an innovative experience, those track shoes you were talking about, you're going to have trouble.
Yeah.
You know. And I was reading an interesting statistic just the other day. You were talking about how different the customer is. And I saw this statistic, and it is 71% of all business purchase decisions begin with a visit to a search engine.
Oh yeah!
Now just think
I
about
believe that.
That. Yeah,
and then increasingly, that visit is being made on a device held in their hand.
Oh yeah! Absolutely, no question about it. And you know, let's just look at innovation. You bring up a great point. Hilton Hotels allows you to use your device in your hand as your room key.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So, I mean, you can check in before you get there, pick out your room, and then push something to you, and you'll now have the room key in your hand, and you don't have to go to the front desk.
Same way you can board an airplane, right?
Exactly. It's exactly the same way. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be that way increasingly. You know, we can pay with that thing in our hand.
I mean,
That's where we're going.
As I have said many times before, mobile wasn't any part of your past. Mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it will dominate your future.
It will be. It's huge. It is absolutely.
And that is, you know, I've said, John, as I've said today and as I've said many times, the issue we have to deal with is, and this is something you guys talk about all the time, is not just, you know, customers have always had expectations. It's just that their expectations are evolving faster than we like to try to we want to try to keep up with, right? I mean, we'd like to be able to rest on our laurels a little bit. And customers, they're excited about the new stuff
all the time. Imagine, if you will, that their expectations are moving as much as 33% a year. That's a huge leap for expectations to change. So how? You have to have a plan for how you keep up with that. First of all, you have to figure out what they are. Mm-hmm. And then, what are you going to deliver? You know, today, if you're going to create an experience that customers value, then you have to create an experience that does, in fact, take their breath away.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is built around that. And the differentiation comes from creating amazement in your customers. How they do that.
Give us some examples.
Give us some examples. I want to talk a little bit about that. We have a bank customer out in Texas, and they were having trouble with a couple of their ATMs. And they service some small towns. So this imagine, if you will, that an ATM for this bank might be the only ATM in the town. And if that thing goes down, you can imagine how your customers respond.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they got out there and they got it fixed, and they said, you know, we got to do something to show our customers how much we care. And so what they did is they programmed the ATM so that it was random, periodically, they would dispense $50 more than the customer asked for.
What?
And a message would appear and say, thanks for being a First Bank and Trust customer.
Wow.
Now, what do you think the customer, how do you think the customer reacted to that? Have you ever
never heard anything like that?
No. And so, you know, what kind of feedback did they get? Unbelievable. And it just brought more people to the bank. Mm-hmm. And now that's innovation, amazement, service recovery, all rolled into one, Jim. Let me give you another one that happened to me on Friday night. I have a favorite Southwestern restaurant I go to every week, and my family goes with me. And we had a big group because my kids had some friends, and some friends of ours. We had nine people. It's one of these places you just stand in line, and get your margarita while you stand in line, and you go up and order, and then you sit down. And my friends are with me. We always fight over who gets the bill. So I snuck up to the cashier, and I said to Jackie, it's my turn. She winked at me and said, I got you. And we got up to the counter, and everybody started ordering. And my friend started to pay, and she said, no, y'all can't pay. And I said, I got this one. And she looked at me and said, nope, I got this one.
I'll be darned.
Once a year, the owners of this restaurant treat their regular customer to a free meal and drinks, free meal and drink. And the staff puts the list together because the staff knows who the regulars are.
That's how you create customers you can't run off.
So how many people do you think I've told about my holiday meal?
Right. I want to go there now.
I know. But the feeling you get, and if you have somebody with you or somebody around you who witnesses this whole thing.
And how low-tech could anything be? Could anything be more low-tech than that?
You cannot get more
low-tech. It's about loving. There's nothing high-tech about loving up your customers, is it?
There's nothing high-tech. And here's another little one, Jim, and then we'll move on. So, lots of us have favorite breakfast place. And if you have a favorite breakfast place, you know, sometimes you're there regularly. You might be there for a business meeting or whatever. But how about a breakfast place that when you sit down, whether you're regular or not, the waitresses pay particular attention to how you like your coffee. So that when you're after you know, they bring you the check, but then they bring you a to-go cup of coffee, but they've already fixed it the way you
just like you like it.
And they set it down and say, thank you so much. We hope we'll see you again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how about it, Jim? How are you going to feel?
That's exactly right. And now, folks, take what John's talking about. Pick something in your industry that you can do like that, and then do it. And then do it again. And do it over and over again. and come back in a year and tell us how sales went. Hey, John, I need your website quickly, very quick.
www.johnrpatterson.com.
Quick break. Stay with us. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. More to come.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.